This morning, the book of Exodus, 25th chapter for a beginning, in the temple, it speaks of all the arches in the temple. It seems to be kind of dominant subject in several places. I thought about these arches. All the arches always got a keystone right in the middle at the top. Holds the whole arch up. It's always at the top. That's where the keystone is always placed. In the 25th chapter of the book of Exodus, in the 17th verse, it said, "And thou shalt make a mercy seat of pure gold. 2 cubits and a half shall be the length thereof, and a cubit and a half the breadth thereof. And thou shalt make 2 cherubim of gold, of beaten work shalt thou make them in the 2 ends of the mercy seat. And make 1 cherub on the one end, and on the other cherub on the other end, even of the mercy seat, shall you make the cherubims on the 2 ends thereof. And the cherubim shall stretch forth their wings on high, covering the mercy seat with their wings, and their faces shall look one to the other. Toward the mercy seat shall the faces of the cherubim be. And thou shalt put the mercy seat above." This is the key verse. The word here in this verse, "above," upon the ark. "And in the ark thou shalt put the testimony that I shall give thee. And there I will meet with thee, and I will commune with thee from above the mercy seat, from between the 2 cherubims, which are upon the ark of the testimony, and of all things which I will give thee in commandment unto the children of Israel, unto a peculiar people." We fit in that in our day.
Yeah.
And these things are for us and for our learning. And we have the Ark of the Covenant, in this instance, is going in the tabernacle. But later we see in the 8th chapter of 1 Kings being put into the temple. Same Ark, same covenant, same mercy seat with the cherubim guard. They're always looking to one another, to the Lord Himself. He's always guiding them, and they move where the Spirit moves always. But we look on this, and I think in our day more than ever, they've been hunting this ark forever, and I'm sure they'd like to find the mercy seat. That thing is pure gold. It is a big slab of it too. Place above the covenant, above the ark,
yeah.
The lid, if you will. It describes how it's placed on there, and it's got a band around it so it can't fall off.
Yeah.
It's always there, it's present. I think far too often men would rather put the Lord in the ark. It's not that way. He's always above the ark. As a keystone, he's always above.
Yeah.
Always ruling over all things. In the 80th chapter of the book of Psalms, verse one, he said, "Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock, thou that dwellest between the cherubim, shine forth." The psalmist is praying that the Lord would come and turn. Do you notice the psalmist always praying the same prayer in one way or another? Always come, 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 and turn us. Save us and we'll be saved.
Right.
Always the same prayer. Looking, always looking up to the Lord on high. The one that ruleth, the one that sits between the cherubim. It rules over all things. I thought about this too. I thought of his ruling not over on his people, but over all things.
That's true.
Now, some things might not look too good sometimes, but he's still, and we've heard it repeated over and over and over, especially with the COVID crisis we've had, he rules, he's still in charge.
Yeah.
Which is a true statement, but I don't think people really believe that.
No, they don't understand.
They don't believe he really is ruling.
Right.
And they grumble when some tragedy happens.
Sure.
And yet, it's all for the good of God's people. Amen. And these things are to encourage his people to always look up. In the 99th Psalm, verse 1 said, "As the Lord reigns." That's what we just said, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That the people tremble. He sits between the cherubim. Let the earth be moved. I read this, and I thought back at Mount Sinai, and the whole mountain and the earth was shaking and moving and was on fire, and the law was being given unto Moses. It's that same law, that two tablets that was placed in the ark.
Yeah.
But the lid was placed upon that. It was the mercy that was shown to his people. The covering placed upon the ark, it covered it. And the earth did tremble, and it should unto God's people tremble again, really. And let the people tremble. He set it between the cherubim. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. What's the law of the house? It's going to be holy.
Right.
Everything in it is going to be holy. And the people that handle the things of the tabernacle will be holy. Gotta be clean to handle. Let them praise thy great terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. And thou establish, and thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob, in a particular place, not just thrown out there anywhere, but it's to his people. And he said, "Exalt ye the Lord our God and worship at his footstool."
Yeah.
For he is holy. You ever heard somebody say, "Put their foot down"? He ruled it. It as his footstool. That's where we all look up. Always looking unto the Lord. In the book of Ezekiel, the first chapter, chapter 1, verse 22, and said in the likeness of the firmament upon the heads of the living creature was as the color of a terrible crystal. Stretched forth over their heads above, and under the firmament were their wings straight, the one toward the other. Every one had two, which covered on this side, and every one had two, which covered on that side, their bodies. Even they, these cherubim, needed a covering.
Yeah.
And they were covered. And when they went, I heard the noise of their wings, like the noise of great waters, as the voice of the Almighty, and the voice of speech is the noise of an host. When they stood, they let down their wings. It was let down to cover the mercy seat. It's more covering. This thing was perfect. And said there was a voice from the firmament that was over their heads when they stood and had let down their wings. And above the firmament was that over their heads was the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of a sapphire stone is clear. And upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness of the appearance of a man above upon it. And I saw as the color of amber and as the appearance of fire. Our God is a consuming fire. Round about within it, from the appearance of his loins even upward, and from the appearance of his loins even downward, all the way is all in all. And I saw as it were the appearance of fire, and it had brightness round about. And as the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud in the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory, underscore that glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face, and I heard a voice of one that spake. And there was trembling, and the people trembled. And they looked upward between the cherubim. That's where he rides. In all power. That's a picture of it. The glory and the power of the Lord that reigns above. Not in the mercy seat. The mercy seat was not God. He reigns above the mercy seat. And the earth is his footstool. He's not held by a box. He's always reigned above the box, above the mercy seat, reigned on high. That's what Ezekiel saw in the, Isaiah saw in the 6th chapter of the book of Isaiah. He said, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Full. In the book of Hebrews, the 7th chapter, I guess verse 24, read 23 too, and they truly were many priests because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. looked all around, there wasn't any but him. He said, but this man, because he continued to ever have an unchangeable priesthood, right, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such an high priest became us. Became us. Israel. Who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher. What did I say he was? He's a keystone at the very top of the arch. And made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily as those priests to offer up sacrifice, but for his own sins and then for the people's. For this he did once when he offered up himself. He's sitting above the mercy seat. And doles out mercy in his will. I have mercy on whom I will, and whom I will I pardon. So he gives out mercy by his own will whenever he pleases. In the book of Romans, the 3rd chapter, verse 25, he said, whom God, this man, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation, that is the mercy seat, through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God, his long suffering has brought mercy. To declare, I say at this time, his righteousness. He's the keystone. That he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. And where is boasting in? Is excluded by what law? The works, nay, but by the law of faith. And faith cometh by hearing. In first book, 1 John, 4th chapter, and I guess just one verse here, herein is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be not a, but the propitiation,
right,
for our sins. So it ought to cause us, God's people, to always look up.
Yeah.
Because mercy comes from God, and his mercy comes also by long suffering. But if it be well with his people, they will clearly always be looking up.
Neither is there salvation in any other.
Amen.
Just thinking about that covering, you know, that started in the garden, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
He killed the animals and covered them. And then thinking about that, looking up, it's what he tells us to do in these days.
Mm-hmm.
Looking, look up, for your redemption draw nigh.
We have
every reason to rejoice in these days. And I'm afraid we find ourselves doing just the opposite most of the time. We're not so much rejoicing in the days, but we're kind of discouraged, disheartened, and we ought not to be. When you see these things begin to come to pass, look up for your redemption. Draweth nigh. He is above all things. He sitteth upon the circle of the earth.
Right.
He's always looking down too, seeing what's going on down here, because he is the one that has ordained it, and he's going to direct it always. Most people can't handle that. They don't really believe that God is. Bruce, they don't believe in him as the I am.